Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man, goodness. We didn't start happy today, but I think we've kind of worked ourselves into a little better mood. I hope you're in a little better mood than when we got started today. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, heading into the final part of our program today, the happy hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts. They're trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio for a free month of pool service. The Padres and the Orioles and Sam Levitt's pregame show coming up in about 40 minutes. The Pirates did have a 4-0 lead over the Dodgers. They were helping the cause. Tommy Pham had a two-run double in the first off Clayton Kershaw. But, yes, that lead is gone now, Tony. Otani with his 46th of the year. Andy Pajes with his 24th. And Dodgers are back even now, 4-4. Middle of the fifth inning in Pittsburgh. Yeah. So that's the bad thing when you fall behind. Then you start having to root for teams like the Pirates.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Right? When you're ahead, then you don't have to worry about the Pirates.
You don't want to have to root for the Pirates.
No, you don't want to count on the Pirates.
But, the Pirates.
Right now we're counting on the Pirates. Counting on the Pirates. Padres have dropped
Pirates.
Six.
Pirates.
Yay. Right, yo ho, yo ho, Pirates life for me. And you know what? You may be singing that for the next 6 hours.
Oh man!
When you hear that song at Disneyland, man, it stays in your mind forever.
Yo ho,
a pirate's life for me. That's pretty much all they say over and over again. Yeah, that's right. That's the whole song. Okay. Let's see. We got. We're gonna hear from Jason Adam. And first of all, you give Jason Adams credit right away. Not a lot of guys who got hurt out for the season would, take the time to meet with the media the next day, but he did.
I don't know. Is the Padres put him on the 15-day IL. Does that mean he has a chance to come back?
I don't think. It sounds to me like the quad muscle is torn off the bone.
When the quad muscle rolls up your leg, yeah. I don't know that you're going to be back in 15 days.
The word rupture was a dead giveaway to me, Scrape.
When he yelled on the mound, I heard something pop, or I felt something pop. That's when I knew.
When a guy doesn't even attempt to try to walk it off, and he's just waving, there's nothing.
You
good
don't want
to
see that happen. You don't even want to see that happen to a guy on the other team.
No,
let alone
not
your own team. And you know, when you're in a pennant race, and you know that Jason Adams is a key guy. But anyway, he did meet with the media today, and here's a little bit about how that went, and just kind of hear what he had to say. We should say that first up, at least from my perspective, Tony, I'm sure you've got to talk to him. Maybe even sit down somewhere for a few minutes. Of all the interviews we've had this year, he's right at the tip top of the best guys we've talked to.
Jason
is just an all-time great guy.
He's a great human being.
Yeah, really is. I hate to see this happen.
No, you definitely don't want... This is the last guy you want to see.
And he's been through a lot in his career. Jake Cronenworth said it in... I read it in Kevin Acey's newsletter, but Jake Cronenworth said, like, he finally got to a point in his career where he had a home, he was pitching well, he was an all-star.
He wasn't hurt.
It's taken... Until he was 34 years old to get there. He wasn't hurt. And then this freak accident happens to him. But here's what he starts this with, talking about the play itself.
Okay.
So it was a kind of a soft hit comebacker. So I was falling off to the left. And then so I tried to plant and go back after the ball. And when I planted my left foot, I felt the pop and felt kind of my quad roll up a little bit.
Oh.
So I kind of knew right away that didn't sound very promising.
When you came in, did they know right away what it was? Because we got a pretty rapid update from Schilt.
Yeah. Dr. Leak touched it, and he goes, yep, you ruptured your quad tendon. So I you can just feel it's so soft. So I think that was it. Then he did an ultrasound on it, and that confirmed it. And then MRI today reconfirmed it.
And what's the play from here? I heard you mentioning you might have something done.
I think I have to. I just got here, so I still have to talk to Rogues and then. But I think surgery tomorrow, and then start the recovery process.
What's the expected timeline for you?
I think typically it's 6 to 9 months, so should put me in a good spot for next year. Hopefully ready on time, but if not, it shouldn't be too late.
Mm. What is it like for you after having not just an all-star year, but part of a team that's really in the hunt, to have something like this happen? I would imagine there's a lot of emotion tied to that.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bummer. I mean, it's the bright side is this team is plenty deep that they don't need me. Selfishly, it's a bummer because I want to be a part of the playoff run, but I'll do whatever I can to play a part here in the clubhouse and cheer those guys on. It's going to be a fun couple months to watch.
Have you had a chance to talk to some of the other relievers? Kind of, what were those discussions like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, everyone just showed a lot of love. It's, I mean, it's a family in here, and everyone showed that to me yesterday. So I felt really loved, really cared for. And yeah, other than that, everyone's just kind of saying we're good. You know, they'll be good without me, and they'll do whatever they can for me, which I appreciate.
Your backstory.
Couple of examples right there why he's one of the tip-top guys, by the way,
really?
If you're hearing his answers.
I mean, even the fact that he's already turned the page to surgery tomorrow.
And then, helping the team.
Yeah, that's where his mind is. That's what Jason is kind of all about, man.
The other thing that you've pointed out to us before, Tony, or maybe Scraby pointed out to us, or maybe both of you pointed out to us in different ways. If you're a baseball player and you need surgery, if you're Scraby and you need surgery, the timeline is slightly different. Baseball player gets surgery the next day. Scraby took, what, 9 months before they could get you in?
It took me 3 years to convince them that I needed surgery, and then it took another 18 months to get the surgery.
Okay, well,
an advantage. Let's just be honest. It's an advantage. What are you going
to
do?
To be fair. He did pull his quad tendon.
I think
off
they
the
would
ball.
Probably rush me in. To
I think
do
they
that
would
too.
Get you in if you had a rough
day.
You've had a lingering kind of issue that, you know.
I did have a lingering issue, but it did take me 3 years to convince him that the issue was real.
It took you
real.
A long time of PT before it was like, hey, this PT ain't working. We need to.
There was someone who got injured last year that it was like some really stupid injury that they needed quick surgery for that would have taken any normal person like 4 years to get.
I think they were in surgery before they get off the field.
It's true.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty crazy that they were able to diagnose torn quad.
Dr. Leak is really good.
Right.
And so
he probably knows what he's doing.
I think he's in good hands.
We have a question about his Jason Adams contract. He's in, they avoided arbitration this year. He has his last year of arbitration next year, and then he's a free agent in 2027. So they have him for one more year locked up.
Well, I'm going to go 6 months because I just think Jason Adams is that guy. Like, whatever he can do, he's going to do. So I feel he'll be closer to the 6 month.
He's got good tendons.
And
just like Bogey has nice bones, nice tendons.
Bogart's got nice bones, he told us.
I thought about that quote maybe a million times over the weekend.
Well, Jason Adams, 6 months, September, this August 2nd, right?
September 2nd.
Wow, it is September 2nd. I was like, it's August 2nd, right? So October, November, December, January, February, March. right around April, 7 months. So I think Jason Adams there next year. A couple of quick notes around sports on this Tuesday. College football weekend. We touched on it earlier, guys. Talked about our guy Julian Sain, who played well.
Poised.
Good word, Tony. He was on it. I think Nick Canopy even wrote in his article correctly. They could have even asked him to do a little more. He looked good. They played it close to the vest, but I think he could have done some more. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
They kind of took it easy, I think they purposely slow played it.
I think so,
but he looked like he could have done more. I thought he played well. Arch Manning, there's no way to live up to that hype. I guess, especially when you're playing the number one team or the number two team. They're now the number one team, Ohio State. But the other part of that is Sarkisian is just, I get tired of this. I know Texas is good. I know Sarkisian's okay. He did USC, he did Washington. He's gotten so many chances. There's a lot of coaches out there who have never gotten one chance. Sarkisian's got dozens of chances over and over and over again. I don't know what kind of game plan that was, but it was terrible. It was run into the line. It was Arch Manning. It looked like a Mike McDaniel type game, Scraby, where you throw the ball 1 yard down the field all night. Didn't want to take any chances at all. Made it really easy for Ohio State to defend. And I thought 14-7 was kind of a ho-hummer for both teams, to be honest with you. But we'll see where it goes from here. I'm sure both teams will be there at the end of the season. But how bad of a weekend can it be? I mean, Alabama lost, Notre Dame lost, and Sarkisian lost. That's a good weekend for most of us fans here on the outside looking in.
I think we all have to be leery of judging after week one.
You're right.
We see these all the time. Week one teams look completely different than they look week whatever. 14, 13?
But in the back of my mind, no matter how many points Texas scores this week against, you know, Louisiana State, Tech, A&M, you know, and they're going to give, you know, Arch Manning will be right back at the top of the Heisman race.
I think
it's just hard for me to do that when I see what he does against the top team. And I know he only had one chance, but he blew it.
I think he's already behind the eight ball with you because he's already been given a lot of hype that he didn't ask for necessarily.
Okay. He
was born into it.
Yeah, like he had a
choice. Are we still talking Arch Manning?
Yeah,
right?
I think we're still talking Arch.
Yeah, he was born into this, like. He had
no shot. If he played football, he had zero shot to just be a regular quarterback.
I think he's going to be fine.
I think he's going to be fine, too.
I'm not as mad at Arch Manning as it sounds like. I'm more mad at the media. I want to try to clear it up the best I can. I might not be able to do it. I'm more mad at the media for making him so great.
Yeah, no, I can buy that.
That's what bothers me. Let's let him play and then look at the game and say, you know what? He did this, but the other guy was even a little better, and now I'll judge it again next week.
Right.
What I didn't like was the fact that he's already the favorite to win the Heisman and he's never, you know, lifted the football.
That isn't his fault.
You're right. No. It's the media.
What's his fault is he didn't play well. I mean, he certainly controlled that, but, you know.
But the hype was not his fault.
I kind of felt like both coaches –
they played
kind of
very
hamstrung
safe.
Both of their quarterbacks a little bit.
They didn't let them go.
And it just so happened that Ohio State had a few better athletes on the other side of the ball than I think Texas did.
Yeah. But good for Julian Sain to win that one.
Yeah. He looked good. He looked poised.
I didn't watch enough of the Alabama game, but I wish I could have seen it.
I almost feel
to see
bad.
Them get whooped
I feel
is so fun for
I'm
me
not even gonna lie.
And most people. But.
They got their butts whooped, and I actually feel bad for their head coach because they are on his head top.
Oh, they showed a highlight of one kid jogging after a touchdown run, and they were like, the coach should be fired for that kid jogging.
Right.
Like Nick Saban, that would never happen. How do you know? Did you watch every chase a play?
This is the problem with taking the job after someone like Nick Saban. You'll never.
Yeah.
Remember, I just want to refresh everybody's memory. Do we remember where Alabama was before Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Was there? They were becoming the what used to be university.
Yeah, they were.
And then Saban came along and like only raised the expectations even higher. It's good luck for the next 2-3 coaches that go there. It's not going to be fun.
Notre Dame lost too, so there's a lot to cheer about for us normal college
football.
It's like
the third time
fans.
You put that in there. Yeah, what do you have against Notre Dame?
Nothing, but most people love to hate Notre Dame. They love to hate Alabama, and they don't mind hating Texas.
You know,
too.
What's funny is that I think people were in a bit of a tough spot that for that game because you
Notre
got
Dame one?
You got Brian Kelly on one side.
That's LSU. Yeah, he's another guy.
You got Notre Dame. Yeah, that was
Brian Kelly still hasn't found that Southern accent he had when he got introduced as LSU's head coach.
Gosh,
he tried it today.
He did?
No, he didn't.
But the Clemson coach said that he thought both teams deserved about a 58 or 60 rating for that game. And of course, Brian Kelly then came back and said, "We dominated the second half." He's either giving himself too high a score or us way too low of a score because
they played
Clemson. Brian Kelly, you make it hard for anyone to root for you.
See, when I lived in Cincinnati, he was a Cincinnati head coach, and he was like
probably likable.
He
back
went
then.
To the grocery store. You couldn't go to the grocery store.
He fits perfectly at a place like Cincinnati.
Yeah, because he's like, I have the city on my back, but when you get into this big-time college football, no one wants gimmicks.
Nah, they want the real deal. And that accent was anything but the real deal.
Hi, Louisiana. Looking forward to bringing you a championship.
That makes my skin crawl.
It doesn't hurt that he makes more money than, you know, the entire state of Louisiana.
I did hear that New Orleans provides most of the money for Louisiana.
This guy has been on his Netflix. What's that?
There was a Katrina documentary. I believe it's Spike Lee. Spike Lee's definitely in it. I don't know if he made the whole thing.
This guy's been pulling out information from it all day long.
I am an expert on the state of Louisiana now after that documentary.
Did the documentary say anything about Dion's clock management against Georgia Tech? Because he's defending that as well.
I actually didn't even see if Colorado won or lost.
They lost, and I guess the last drive didn't go too well.
Even his boy Shannon Sharp.
Shannon took him out too.
He had to say this was like, I think he said something along the lines of, this was hard for me to watch.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So come on, Dion, get better.
Uh-oh.
We're going in, Chris, after traffic. Yeah, Scrape, you'll be on that soon, Dion. You better clean it up.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
5:24 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We got about 10 minutes with you guys remaining. Been a fun show. Started off a little cranky.
It started off weird, just straight up weird. Go back and listen to the beginning of the show, because I think Chris was delivering what a lot of people felt.
He was possessed by the people and came out and like gave you what you all were thinking.
Yeah, yeah. And it took it out on me and Tony.
It left things a little cold in here to start, but it warmed up. We're good. Just having a little fun.
Well, they better not lose again tonight, or they're going to really be in for tomorrow's show.
It's over.
Guess what? We have, before you hear from us again, we have two games,
Chris.
Oh,
that's right. There's a day game tomorrow, and we'll be on after the game tomorrow.
Chris, you had something kind of exciting happen to you, huh?
It's the second time this has happened, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it too ho-hum for the people that aren't involved, but it's been really exciting for those of us that have been involved, and it has to do with my friend Mike Golovko. Who Scraby knows, we golf with Mike weekly. He's a fraternity brother of mine. So this is how long I've known
this guy, Tony. What fraternity are you
from? We were Delta Chi.
Delta Chi.
Well, I guess we still are Delta Chi. But Mike and I were fraternity brothers. And one of the things we used to do way back when we were college students, we'd take every available $15 that we had lying around, and we'd go to Del Mar, and we'd bet horses. And we had fun. And we used to joke and dream about owning a racehorse someday. Well, I didn't do it, but Mike followed through on his dream. He did. And he bought a piece of a racehorse a little while ago, and the horse's name is Almond Joy. And it's spelled a little differently.
That's a good name.
But it's not the candy bar spelling. It's different spelling. But this horse, there's a guy in Rancho Santa Fe who has the main owner of the horse, who bred the horse and et cetera. And Mike got involved and was able to put down part of the money to own this horse, be partial owner of the horse. And he started telling me about it a year and a half ago. And I was excited. I was like, you know what? Good for you. You followed through on your dream and you did it. You know, that's more than I can say for me. I never bought a horse, and you did. And the horse, you know, went through growing pains. It won, I think it did not win any of its first seven races. Came in third, Mike said, was like the highlight of his thing. The horse finished third one time, and he thought that was incredible. And all of a sudden, earlier this year at Santa Anita, the horse broke through, and it won. And then it won again. And then they got they figured it out, and they got Kent DeSormo, who's a Hall of Fame jockey, now rides this horse. You've heard of Kent DeSormo. He's won, I don't know, 6,000 races and a couple of Kentucky Derbies. Anyway, the horse runs a third time at Santa Anita, and it's a stakes race. It's kind of a big deal. And the horse wins again, third straight time. Now I'm starting to go, wait a minute, this is sounding pretty good. So they come down here to Del Mar, and Mike says, you got to come out. We're racing again, and you got to see, you know, if we can win again and et cetera. The horse comes out, wins again, four in a row. And I got to be honest with you, being there in the winner's circle with those guys and feeling the celebration, it's hard to put into words, but it's very exciting. You're excited for them and the people owning the horse and everybody and the trainer and everybody and being down there. So this Saturday was the big acid test. The horse stepped up in class and raced against it wasn't just cowbred horses. It was horses from all over the country. One of the horses in the race had run in the Kentucky Oaks, which is the Kentucky Derby, the female version of the Kentucky Derby. Another horse, two of these horses were trained by Bob Baffert, who's the Hall of Fame trainer, one of the most famous trainers in the history of horse racing. And both of these two horses that were favored in the race on Saturday were owned by corporate interests and, you know, multi-million dollar corporations, and they got Bob Baffert and they got all the corporate thing. And then there's my friend Mike and his horse and his little trainer and his other owner Jerry and Rancho Santa Fe, and their horse has won four in a row, but they've never raced against people like this. Well, she won again, her fifth in a row, and wow, it was incredible.
You were there.
And I was there, and I did tweet out a video. I wish I could find this and send it straight, because you should put it up. It's pretty funny. Somebody at Del Mar shot a video of all of the horses, people, trainers and owners and, you know, friends watching the finish of the race, and everybody jumping up and down and going absolutely crazy as the horse crossed the line. It was a very interesting, fun video. And they beat Baffert, man. Beat two Bafferts. And as I told my friend Mike, I said, you don't get to suit up against Magic Johnson in basketball or face Nolan Ryan. Got to go against Bob Baffert, a living legend, and you guys beat him. Incredible. Yeah. So
I just,
five straight for Almond Joy, and on
that's
it goes.
Such a cool
I mean, she'll
name.
Run again. She'll run again and down the road and keep going, hopefully.
I just put up a picture of you and your friend Mark in the winner's circle with the flags, I
the
guess.
The silks. Those are the, that's, oh, what silks. The horse, that's what the horse wears during the race, and then they give it to you if you win afterwards. So, yeah, I did a picture. I don't know how to send this video to you, Scraby, but I think you should put it up. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know that I can put it up in time.
Yeah, probably
go,
not.
It's on your Twitter, though?
It's on my Twitter. Go to @ChrisLOSD. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see a video of all these people jumping around going crazy, and it'll just bring a smile to your face. It's
I
pretty
did see
cool.
that video. It was cool. You should put it on your Instagram, too, if you can.
If I knew how to.
It's but anyway, just like Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it goes all the way back to us jokingly saying, let's own a racehorse one day, and knowing we'd never do it. But he did it. And now he's got five in a row. And the horse looked like it might be really something. Who knows how far much further it can go? I don't know.
Someone is in the chat, I guess I should use their last name. They put it in the chat. Ryan Freer said, Chris, I work at Del Mar with Mac McBride. We've met in the press box numerous times. But shout out to Om the Stud, who is a beast.
Om the Stud. Okay. Om, she is a beast, man. She's, it was impressive. It
That's
was
cool,
very
man.
Impressive. So it was exciting. And I'm just so happy for my friend and all those people that are involved. Trainer is just the nicest lady. Her name's Augie. I guess short for Augusta. Augie. I don't know. You would never think, oh, she's a big-time horse trainer. She's just some lady, you know? She's out there out-training Bob Baffert, you know? It's like the stuff that dreams are made of a little bit.
That is pretty
That's pretty cool.
So it's fun. Good for them. And we'll keep an eye on the horse for future reference for anybody
so
out there.
So did you, since it's legal to bet at Del Mar, did
oh,
you...
Oh, yeah, I didn't bet the last time.
Okay.
Because I didn't really get organized.
Yeah.
But wait, you didn't get organized.
Because,
what?
I'll tell you what happened.
That's such a Chris thing to say.
I know. I didn't get organized. You're like, what? Because last time I was sitting in the stands with Mike and everybody, and then they go, all right, we got to go down to the paddock. And I was like, well, I haven't got my bet yet, but I couldn't get away. So we all went down, and you wait in the paddock, and you're inside the circle there with all the other owners, and you're looking important and stuff, and they saddled the horse up. And
so you were looking important? Is that what you're trying to say?
I tried to. And then we walk out to the track and kind of watch from out there. So I never got to the window the first time. This time I bet ahead of time.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to bet on it. It was the sixth horse in the sixth race, as it turned out, Saturday. So I bet $6 across, six on the six in the sixth. Six to win, six to play, six to show. On the six, in the sixth. So I made
I'm
a
very
little
confused.
Money.
I'm so confused.
$6 to win.
Right.
Okay. $6 to place. $6 to show.
Place means
oh,
one, through three?
One through three.
One place is second. Show is third.
Ah.
If you win, then you get money for all three. Because you've got first. You also were better than second, better than third. You get paid on all of them. So I got paid on all of them. It turned out to be about $40 if anybody's won.
All right, I'm going
to actually 4-1 odds.
Next time, bet my life savings, which is
don't
like
do that.
Which is like $100.
Don't do that.
And I'm going to bet that on Om and Joy, or what is it?
It's Om and Joy. Om, yeah, O-M, Om, because her dad's name was Om. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So her name is Om, O-M, then the letter N,
and
then
and Joy.
Joy.
I mean, that's legit.
I love that they picked. Something that sounds like a candy that everybody hates because I love the candy.
I hate Almond Joy.
I love
not,
Almond
not,
Joy.
Not
the
Almond
horse.
Not the horse. The candy.
I hate Almond Joy.
I love Almond
My
Joy.
My mom used to eat those. They just have boxes of it. I'm like, these things are terrible.
They
she
are
knew,
so
she
good.
She knew we weren't going to eat them. That's why.
That's why she got them.
That's why she
smart.
Got
them. Smart. Mom was,
that is smart.
Don't put anything past Alicia. I got better news as we go out. Pirates take the lead 5-4 over the Dodgers, bottom of the sixth.
Oh, like it. Come on, keep going, Pirates.
We need more.
Little help us out.
Uh-oh, looks like Riley got 51.
Oh, he did.
Cal Raleigh,
yeah.
The big dumper.
Big dumper closing in on Mickey Mantle.
The dump.
I don't think that's interchangeable.
What did the guy say was Jared Kelnick's only contribution
to baseball?
That nickname.
Oh, he gave him the nickname?
I guess
yeah,
so.
I guess he gave him the nickname.
Shout out to Kelnick.
Can I call a Fernando Tatis Jr. home run tonight?
You just did.
Boom.
It's going to happen.
Say goodbye, Tony.
See you guys. Have a good week. Oh, real quick, before we go, I should get this out because I'm a Simon guy.
9 seconds.
Never mind. We'll just have to figure it out later.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.